Look, the rub here is obvious. It is indeed one of those bitter ironies that whatever Mahler considered himself, emancipated Jew, newly minted Catholic, a spiritual independent, a modern skeptic, a secular humanist, all of the above, whatever, those around him, especially in the rarefied artistic and political circles in which he traveled, those around him still and forever considered him a Jew, with all the attendant reserve, distrust, and sometimes outright hostility that accompanied that identification at the turn of the 20th century. Catholic or not, the anti-Semitic Viennese press played a huge part in having Mahler drummed out of Vienna in 1907, 10 years after his shotgun conversion to Catholicism. After his death, Mahler's music was condemned and banned by the Nazis as being both degenerate and Jewish, a Third Reich double whammy if ever there was one. Mahler's beloved niece, Alma Rose, named from Mahler's non-Jewish wife, Alma, conducted the orchestra of women inmates in Auschwitz before being murdered there. So we return for a few moments to the scathing and sadly not untypical comments of Rudolph Lewis, published in 1910 during Mahler's lifetime, that I read for you before, again, in part. Quote, "Mahler's music is repulsive to me because it acts Jewish. This is to say that it speaks musical German, but with an accent, with an inflection, and above all, with the gestures of an Eastern, all too Eastern Jew," unquote. My friends, despite its mean-spirited ugliness, there is indeed something true and important in this quote, specifically the line, "Mahler's music speaks musical German, but with an accent." In 1916, 5 years after Mahler's death, Max Brod published the first of his essays dealing with Mahler's music. Brod was a novelist, a music critic, and Franz Kafka's editor. He was also, like Mahler, Kafka, and Freud, a Bohemian-born Jew who grew up in a German-speaking household. Brod's observations and conclusions regarding Mahler's music approach very nearly, I think, the heart and soul of Mahler's musical aesthetic and help to explain, as well, the basis of the sort of anti-Semitic criticism I just read. Brod concluded that Mahler, like Heine and Mendelssohn before him, was culturally only partially German-Austrian. Those aspects of his music that seemed bizarre and arbitrary from the German perspective are in reality completely natural if we perceive Mahler as a Jewish artist of the emancipation cosmopolitan period who was nevertheless, and thankfully, not entirely assimilated into the German-Austrian culture. Oh, the Germans had a word for this sort of perceived artistic schizophrenia. They called it Stilbruch, the constant shifting from one musical style to another, or the combining of musical styles that don't seem to match. In other words, arbitrary, illogical, inexplicable shifts of musical style from moment to moment. Can we imagine any three words more likely to drive a German-Austrian mind to complete distraction than arbitrary, illogical, and inexplicable? Such music and art were considered by many to be the products of Eastern aliens whose aim was to corrupt and poison German culture. Writing in 1850, Richard Wagner claimed that the Jews were, and I quote, "a splintered, homeless tribe, artistic parasites, incapable of genuine creativity because they did not themselves constitute a national community." Writing in 1905, the Swiss painter and music critic Wilhelm Ritter described Mahler's music as, and I quote Herr Ritter, "pagan, satanic, monstrous, caricaturing, sacrilegious, Asiatic, and gypsy," unquote. Ritter attributed Mahler's compositional style to, and again I quote, "Vienna and his race," unquote. Yet Ritter concludes his incredibly anti-Semitic essay with a stunning, really drop-dead confession, and I quote, "I don't approve of Mahler's music, but I enjoy it passionately. Must I be ashamed? Despite the disintegrating impact of his race on ours, I, a Catholic, a traditionalist, an anti-Semite, surrender to the work of the Jewish Nietzschean sorcerer," unquote. Oh, my goodness, this guy is confused, but at least he had something positive to say. Most of Mahler's contemporary German-Austrian critics were not nearly so kind.